My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And here we are again, my friends. It's Monday, March 18, 2024. My name is Matt. Just a little bit of housekeeping really quick. Tomorrow's election day over here in Ohio. It's the primary election. I am on the ballot to be the Democratic candidate for Ohio's 7th district. I do have a primary, and I will not be around tomorrow. So I am not going to be doing the podcast. Instead, we're going to have Sarah Kwan doing it. So you're not going to miss a beat. We're going to have plenty of news, just not Matt. Matt's going to be doing other things. And also, please do me a favor, go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, click those 5 stars, leave us a nice comment. It helps a lot. And we are on Substack, and I want to say thank you to everybody who's signing up. The first 10, actually, I upped it to the first 12 people got comped subscriptions. So everybody else is on free subscriptions. We are starting to put things behind the paywall as we roll things out. I hope that we find lots of value there. We're going to be trying to do a lot of things when it comes to one-on-one episodes, interviews. I have a tab called Other Stuff that is going to be just my thoughts about either politics or tech. And anyway, we're going to be putting a lot of content up there. So please subscribe, join the conversation, give us feedback of what you want to see up there. As you know, we're going into the bull. One of the reasons why we did this podcast is because we know that every bull run, a lot of people come into this space. A lot of people look for crypto news. We want to make sure that we're providing good content and providing a place for people to come to, listen to the news about what's happening in the space and be a resource so people can make better decisions of if they want to get in or get out or stay in or stay out or what's coming down the pike of, hey, this is cool tech or I think it's a total scam. Look, we're not playing favorites here. Obviously, we're supporters of the space, of the technology, and obviously of Bitcoin. But you know, there are a lot of things that are happening in the space that are kind of, we just want to make sure you're informed about. For example, Solana is ripping into the top four, and it has just surged like 11% in the past, day. It's the fourth largest cryptocurrency. It passed Binance's BNB. It reached a market cap of $92 billion, which is an all-time high for its market cap. It's not an all-time high for its coin price because of circulating supply. If you add coins to it, you have to have higher market caps to get that one coin price up. Its all-time high was $260 2 years ago. But remember, because coins were added into the ecosystem, its market cap is all-time high, but its coin price is not. Sol has gained 40% in this last week alone. It's on fire. Melt your face, FOMO. That's what we're talking about. Melt your face, FOMO. And because of this meteoric rise, I'm going to call it meteoric rise, there has been $1 million worth of short contract liquidations in the past hour and more than $12 million in the past day. And I'm going to say this again. Do not short in a bull market, especially with crypto. The swings are so big that you really, really have to get lucky. This is not even about skill. This is about luck because coins can just pop up. 10, 20, 30%, like literally in an hour or overnight, and also just wipe you out and then come back up 20%, 30%. So shorting in the bull is, this is obviously not financial advice, but shorting in the bull is dumb. Don't be dumb. But something else that is kind of dumb, in my opinion, is looking at every meme coin and trying to throw a dart into hit to see which one goes 100x. I mean, that's what happens. You have 2.2 million coins on CoinMarketCap right now. And are they all actually doing something? No. 99.9% of them don't do crap besides just be, I don't know, either a fun project, which fine, it's a fun project, go ahead, that really has no utility or value or not even work for a company. It's just, hey, put money into this and see who gets it out first. That's a Ponzi-esque kind of scheme, if you will. There's a Solana meme coin that just came out literally, I think, a couple hours ago, not even 24 hours ago. It's called Slurf. And Slurf was this Solana-based meme coin, and it's had some challenges already. It has effectively lost $10 million of all the first seed capital or the seed money or the seed Solana that went into this project. And this is because the dev accidentally burnt the $10 million of tokens that he was trying to mint. The dev said, "I am sorry to the people who contributed to the presale. I am sorry to my team who helped me for the past 3 days. I don't see a fix currently. Don't even think it is possible." Well, if you look at their X/Twitter, it was just made, you know, this month. And nobody knows who the dev is, so what do you expect to happen? Anyway, Gary L. Henderson tweeted about an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, sorry, that the Slurf founder refunded his 1,050 SOL before burning your tokens. He says PSYOP, I don't know why that's a PSYOP, but it looks like that this dev got that money back. Well, there's been a discussion about this, and he already said why, apparently, to the community. He already said that the 1,050 tokens were part of the starting process to raise the cap. He then got them out because he didn't intend to put 1,050 Solana tokens in presale. You should listen to the space he made. Cheers. Most lost money. I lost 10 SOL, but made 40 until now trading. Move forward. Gary then replies to this and says, "I did listen. He played you all. Bro, if this is a stunt, dude deserves an Oscar. Did you listen to the first space?" Gary replied to that, "Yeah, tears and all." Here's the thing, guys. There's going to be assholes all over the place that are going to try to do this crap. They're just assholes. And there are going to be people, that actually just don't know what they're doing, that are totally incompetent. They're going to make a meme coin or make some kind of coin and say, hey, we're going to build a community, do some things on the interwebs, and get rich. This is exactly what they're going to do. But they have no qualifications to do this, and they're going to mess up and burn tokens or lose their keys or lock themselves out or make a smart contract that actually has holes like Swiss cheese. It is 100% plausible.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
That is just incompetence. But in my opinion, the vast majority of people who do things like this do it on purpose. So please, can we stop having cope for these people? Can we please stop coping with our communities or some kind of weird, I don't know, brand or identity that got sold to us about this person's trying to do the thing so we can go moon or whatever or make this great product? No, they're not working in your benefit. It's not their intention. They don't care. They don't know you. So why do you think, and why would you cope for them? And I see this in a lot of different products and with companies that you have some kind of brand resonance with lately. And so Tesla's a big one. I mean, Teslas are making products that don't do the things that they say they're going to do. Their FSD is not F, S, or D. It costs $12,000. It can't be self-parked into a parking space when there are cars that are 6-7 years old that have that feature, and they work just fine. And this feature, like I said, costs $12,000. I mean, the cars are made out of plastic. They just snap in with retainer clips. They don't go the range that they say they're going to go. And the community keeps just coping with like this whole like fetish and so on and so forth without saying like, look, this product is not really up to par. I owned one. There's a lot of good about a Tesla, and there's a lot of stuff that really falls short. And this community just copes for Elon and these tens of thousand dollar products, even sometimes $100,000 products that they're paying for. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Same thing with Apple. Apple is the second biggest one where people just are Apple fanboys and they just cope with shitty practices from the company. And anyway, long story short, you're going to see all of that here in the crypto space when it comes to meme coins. And then you're going to see these communities just start coping with it and justifying shitty, irresponsible behavior. And we can't keep doing that. Sorry, little diatribe. I digress. Trust me, there's plenty of degens though. So if you did lose money in that $10 million accidental burn in air quotes, the degens are all over it. They're trying to say send it back to $1 billion market cap. Trading is still going on. Well, good luck to everyone. Social media giant Reddit has revealed that they're under investigation by the FTC over its data license practices for artificial intelligence training. And we found that out because their disclosure appeared in their amended S-1 registration statement. And this was filed with the SEC yesterday. And an S-1 is what you file to go public. So why are people looking at this? Well, the FTC probe follows the $60 million per year deal that Reddit signed with Google in February. It is granting that the search giant accesses Reddit's vast trove of user data to train its AI models. This agreement deepens the relationship between the two companies. Reddit's gaining greater visibility on Google's platform in exchange for its valuable data. Basically, Reddit had very unique data. You can scour the internet for data, but if every AI is building their model off of data that you could just easily scour off the internet, then everybody's AI is going to be the same. And so these companies are looking for unique data repositories that will give them an edge on search or give them the edge with building their LLMs. And so Reddit is a beautiful example of this. So is YouTube and Quora, and I think LinkedIn is probably going to be one as well. But you're going to have a lot of people license this data to train AI. And so why is this a big deal for the FTC? Well, because they're wondering if this is violating people's privacy. They're wondering if it's violating the rights of the consumer. My knee-jerk reaction is it probably is, but there's probably terms and service that covers their ass. Reddit boasts around 100,000 active communities. It averages around 1.2 million posts and 7.5 million comments daily. And finally, because things are bullin', we have predictions. Standard Charter, they originally predicted that Bitcoin was going to go to $100,000 by the end of this year. Well, they changed that forecast, saying that Bitcoin's going to go to $150,000. And they predict that Bitcoin will reach around an all-time high of $250,000. That's up from their, $200,000 before. They said it's going to settle around $200,000, but it's going to pop over $250,000 first. They said, in quote, that if ETF inflows reach our midpoint estimate of $75 billion and or if reserve managers buy Bitcoin, we could see a good chance of an overshot of $250,000 sometime in 2025. With that, by the way, if Bitcoin hits around $200,000 plus, then ETH is going to 14 grand. My opinion on this is it seems like they're trying to talk their books. Is like, I don't, because of course we know nobody can predict the markets. We all know nobody can predict the markets. But if you are now going to be allocating resources into Bitcoin ETFs and your customers and portfolios and so on and so forth, then might as well just predict it's going to go to the moon so people hodl and so you don't have big sell-offs. That's what I think this is mostly about. But like I said last week, again, not financial advice, I have been notoriously under my predictions for Bitcoin, because I predicted when we hit that 20,000 that we would only get to 10,000. And when we hit that 20,000, we're going to go to a new all-time high. I was looking at 40, 45, maybe 50. We hit 69. I've always been notoriously low. And then when I looked at this bull market, I was like, 180. Am I going to follow suit? Is it going to be 250? Is it going to be 360? Am I still low? Who knows? Anyway, just be cautious and look at the resources that we're going to start posting on our Substack. Now let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Fear greed is at 85. We're extremely greedy still. Bitcoin's in at $67,400, up 0.3%, 24 down 6.57. Ethereum's at $3,545, down 0.4 and 24, down 12.1 and 7. Dilla's number 3, Solana's at 205, up 6.6% in 24, or 38% in 7. And Binance is number 5 at 556, which, guys, just this is not little bits of money, right? $556 BNB, even though it's in the number 5 spot, is massive, massive. It's down 3.3% in 24, or up 7 in 7. Right off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Cardano. Avalanche is in the number 9 spot. You're sleeping on it. Everybody's talking about Solana. Avalanche is at $62. It's up 12.2% in 24, 28% in 7, and nobody's saying anything about it. Remember when we were talking about buying it back at 35? That was like a month ago. It basically doubled in a month. All right? Doge is number 10. At 14.4 cents, down 4.3%, or 17% in 7. The total market cap is sitting at 2.55 trillion, a Bitcoin dominance of 52, and an ETH dominance of 16.7. That was the show. Sarah Kwan, we'll see you tomorrow, and I'll see you on Wednesday. And until then, remember, go to Substack, subscribe, link is in the show notes, and leave a nice comment somewhere that you listen to this. And until Wednesday for me, happy hodling, everyone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.